The coordination and the education services within the school. Alta Planning and Design gets about a fourth of the contract amount. They provide really the project management and administrative services. And we also provide services through Alliance for Community Traffic Safety and the Community Cycling Center, smaller amounts. As the program goes on, and we're working hard to develop a sustainable model for it that will allow us to continue to grow the program and reach more children in the city. We're looking for new funding sources, and today we'll be able to celebrate one of those successes in that we have received a $100,000 grant for non-infrastructure services that's really a federal program which is administered through the state. We've also applied for approximately $500,000 that we can use for infrastructure improvements, and we're optimistic that that'll be approved in the near future. Another success for us is we've received what we're calling a preliminary certification from the Oregon Department of Energy's Business and Energy Tax Program that could bring us $100,000 in revenue to support the program. And finally, Safe Routes to School is one of the services included in Commissioner Adams' Safe Sound and Green Streets initiative that we're planning for in the future. In summary, then, what we're asking you to act on today and provide your support for is to amend the service contract and increase our budget authority so that we can complete our services as planned this year, to authorize intergovernmental agreements with the school districts, which we have negotiated, and finally, to authorize acceptance of the $100,000 grant from ODOT. I know that we have some community members here who would like to provide testimony, and we're happy to ask and answer any questions that you may have.
We also have in your packet some letters that went at the last minute. Some of the schools knew we'd be coming before you. Some students and principals have sent letters of support.
Thank you very much.
We have two people signed up, Bella Forrest and Skylar Burke Stellan, I believe his last name.
Good afternoon. Can you pull those mics down closer to you? It's kind of hard, yeah. Welcome.
And my 4-3 class at Abernathy Elementary School had a fantastic opportunity. At the end of September, for a week, the bike safety program spent each day teaching bike safety and others how to ride a two-wheel bike. Every day, I received help from Abernathy parents, including my mom, on how to ride a bike. I learned how to bike safely while on the road. On Friday, we took a bike ride with our class throughout Southeast Portland. I was really excited about learning how to ride a bike. The bike safety program helped me to get inspired with bike riding and the joy of doing it safely.
And what was your name again?
Bella Forrest.
We're really glad you're here. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Skylar Brooks Dashen, and I'm very pleased to meet you, and I love biking, and I think the bike safety program is a great program. And I think biking is great for your body. It's great for exercise. And I hope more schools in Portland get a chance to do it. And that's about all I have to say.
Well, thank you for being here. They both did a great job, didn't they?
Thank you very much.
We have one more person, Scott Bricker.
And what grade are you in, young man?
I think 18th grade. Mayor Potter, members of the council. My name is Scott Bricker with the Bicycle Transportation Alliance and a registered lobbyist for the record. I'm the executive director of the Bicycle Transportation Alliance and excited. The BTA is one of the organizations that provides the service, and we're really excited. Just for your memory, you may remember walking to school uphill both ways in the snow with no shoes. And back even 30 years ago, over 50% of children biked and walked to school. And in fact, most of the children within a mile biked and walked to school. It was about 90%. Today, the numbers are significantly different. About 10 to 12, maybe 15% in some communities of children bike and walk to school. Children are less healthy today than they have been, with over 28% of eighth graders being overweight or obese. And in Oregon, we spend over $300 million a year busing kids to school, which is a pretty significant number from the transportation standpoint, if you think about it as a transportation service. The Safe Route to School program has been around in Oregon for some time, but really it's still a test pilot program. And it's a program of monumental importance. It really is trying to shift the behaviors and attitudes of a generation of children and families. You may have heard of the $612 million federal program that was created in the last transportation bill, and that means about $4.4 million for Oregon. And you heard about one award that just came to the city of Portland as part of that program. This effort is recognized at the national level, at the state level, and at the local level as a program of extreme importance. And the city of Portland has stepped up to the plate to make its effort. The City of Portland program really is one of the nation's foremost programs trying to figure out ways to increase bicycling and walking to school. And I think the effort that we have now is getting there. We are teaching kids safe walking and bicycling behaviors. We're trying to work with families and children. And we hope to continue to provide these services as a city, and the BTA hopes to be a partner as part of that process. If competitive and hopefully competitive process in providing those services, because it really is something that we need to continue to work on, having families connect to their communities and increase children's safety. The 5E approach that's being run through the City of Portland program really is the way to do it, is to look at all the comprehensive elements, and hopefully we can save lives and increase the health and the learning, the safety of children today. So I'd be more than happy to take questions, but thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you and the BTA for your partnership on this project from the very beginning.
Is that all the testimony?
That is.
Okay. This requires, emergency vote requires 4 votes, so we have to wait for...
that work in the crowd.
Okay.
I'm not working the crowd. I'm seeing Serena's baby.
Please
brought her baby.
Call the vote on 1287.
Adams?
Well, it's just an absolute pleasure and honor to work with all of you on this important project. Thanks for being here today and for your ongoing work. Aye.
Leonard?
Thank you. I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Sten?
It's really great work. I do appreciate it as well, and it really is, I think, integral. It's not kind of an add-on. It's really what the School Family Housing Initiative is about, is trying to build neighborhoods where people feel comfortable in buying a home, renting a home, and staying in the school, and getting there safely is a huge part of it. And I appreciate both the team and Commissioner Adams went back and took a look based on the School of Family Housing criteria and added more. And so this really is you're a huge part, I think, of a comprehensive council strategy, and it's a little disappointing, although it's a good thing. I was at the school board on Monday evening talking about the School Family Housing Initiative, and afterward a bunch of administrators who are very expert said, gosh, there's nowhere in the country where the cities are actually working closely on their infrastructure strategies with the schools. And what was disappointing is that is too bad, because it seems like it's such a obvious and important thing to do, and you guys are doing it so well. So it shouldn't be pioneering, but given those statistics that you showed at the start, Laura, it unfortunately is, and I think we can maybe show a better way. So to school. Terrific. Aye.
Potter.
I want to thank Commissioner Adams for his leadership on this. And all of the folks who participated in this, particularly the schools and our parents and children. As more people bicycle in Portland, safety is a key issue. And by working with our children now and providing a safe space for them to get to school safely, I think that's a good step forward. And obviously, the health benefits are going to be tremendous for our community in the long run. So thank you all, and I vote aye. Please read 1288.
Authorized 2007-2012 intergovernmental agreements with school districts, to participate in the Portland Safe Routes to School program.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. 1289.
Accept a $100,000 non-infrastructure grant from the Oregon Department of Transportation for Portland Safer Routes to School program.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1290.
1290. Urge support for the passage of Measure 49.
Sure.
Commissioner Sten?
Well, I think this is I actually drafted this, but it's a resolution that was co-sponsored by all of the council, and I think everyone knows the council can and I think should, when it's appropriate, take positions on ballot measures. Ballot Measure 49 is essentially the rethinking, the rewrite, the more Oregon, I believe, strategy to replace Measure 37, and will, I believe, give property owners a reasonable way to develop their property when they have an argument that something was taken away, but at the same time, give all the rest of the property owners in the state some certainty that the state will keep its character and things that should not happen will be stopped just because of an ownership pattern that precedes some of the current laws. And I would say that, you know, property values, which matter a lot to a jurisdiction run primarily by property taxes, are dependent upon a predictable set of requirements, upon good environmental and economic strategy. And I think that I don't always say this, but I think the legislature has found a good balance in the Measure 49 that they referred to the voters, and would urge all Portlanders and anybody who might be listening to this to look hard at these arguments. And if you find them compelling, as I do, and I believe our council will, to vote yes on Measure 49.
Do we have anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, thanks for doing the legwork on this, Commissioner Sten. This indeed will shape or not shape the kind of future that we want. And I think it's really important that we as a city council take a position on the issue. So I'm pleased to vote in favor of this resolution and urge support for the state ballot measure as well. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Sten bringing this forward. I think Measure 37 was designed to accommodate small landowners, and it's turned into something else. And just in the city of Portland alone, we had 92 claims totaling $250 million. And so I think that Measure 37 has not been the answer that many people have thought it would be. And this council feels that Measure 49 would provide better protection for small landowners while ensuring that larger owners are treated fair but not given a blank check. So I vote aye.